De què treballes?
Soc advocada. Bueno, era. Abans era advocada.
I ara?
Tu abans sempre tenies les coses superclares, no? Vull dir que ets una persona amb la paraula justa, parlaves superbé.
Ei, Semi, ¿por qué cojeas? ¿Está bien? ¿Te pasa algo?
Tuve un accidente de coche hace un año.
¡Responde!
I think the most interesting in this film is the character, as you said. We really wanted to build like a sort of alien that gets to see things from another point of view, from the ordinary. She's had an accident and she's recovering from it. She's been hit in her head, so she's changed a lot, even though in her family they are denying this change, and she's trying to be this person she was before. But she's not anymore, and she's become someone much more, in a way, pure, or that don't use all the mechanisms we have to deal with the routine and with and the things we have to do every day, like, I don't know, having formal conversations with brother-in-laws or something like that. So she's not able to do these kind of things anymore.
I was very interested by the fact that whereas a lot of films might have taken the situation and started with the accident, actually you pick up almost a year after the accident. So, you know, it's she's almost been treated in this manner for a long time. Anything particular that made you decide to take that particular approach?
Yeah, the thing that we were very interested for the beginning is that apparently everything is great and everything is normal and everything is coming back to normality. So we wanted to portray this normality and put something underneath this normality that is not going well as everyone wants to think it goes. So it was a little bit of... That's why we started a year after the accident. There's something mysterious, and it makes you get questions, right? Like, what's happening? And it's a way to put the audience in the film, I think. It works. Like, there's a mystery, there's something that's not right with these people, what has happened, and it's like a suspense, you say.
The other thing I loved about the film as well was the sense of ambiguity. There's a lot of points where you're not quite certain about which way Ginny's going to react or which way she's going to go. Was that difficult to try to incorporate that in the film, or did it come quite easily?
I'm trying to build characters that are close to us, and I think we are contradictory and we are ambiguous, and we act sometimes without knowing why we're doing this, and we're not always predictable.
To me, the film feels very much about the sense of identity and her trying to find her own identity. Are there parallels there with Catalonia's own identity? is it unintentional or intentional?
It's unintentional because, I mean, it's true that the film is about someone that is trying to find its own identity, but it was written like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, or even five. I started to write it, let me think, I don't know, 4 years ago, and the situation was another one. And no, it has not to do, but what is very cool about films in general is that the films change when the situations change, and they absorb all that what's happening around. And if you see all the when I released the film in Spain, everyone thought it was a film about the crisis, and it's not. But it's also, but it's normal that the audience just puts the things they feel, their experience, and the things they see in the world into the film, and it's normal, and it makes the films very rich because they change with in the time. You know, when you see a film, when you see this film in 20 years, you won't think about Catalan identity. But now you can have this lecture if you want.